This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The corruption trial of Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner entered its second day today after opening statements yesterday. Turner is accused by the FBI of accepting a $1,000 bribe in exchange for helping secure a liquor license for a Roxbury businessman. That businessman, Ron Wilburn, took part in a sting operation against Turner, and Wilburn was supposed to be the FBI's star witness. But last week, Wilburn said he might not testify against Turner. And today, Wilburn met with U.S. District Court Judge Douglas Woodlock to discuss the matter. WBUR's David Boeri is at the courthouse, and he's with us on the phone now. Hi, David.
Hi, Sasha.
David, Wilburn has said he might try to avoid testifying by invoking his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. And he's also said that he's doing this because he's concluded that the FBI may have targeted Chuck Turner because he's black, and that the FBI may have targeted Diane Wilkerson, who pled guilty to bribery last year in a related investigation, because she's black. So what exactly did Wilburn say today? Did he add anything to that?
Let's take a step back. Everything you said is true. He has said for a long time he's no longer on the government's team. So he got called into the judge last week. It was a closed session, but essentially what you can piece together by reasoning is, in fact, the judge gave him immunity. That's how you deal with Fifth Amendment claims. He gave him immunity, which means he has to testify, and if he doesn't testify, the judge told him, contempt of court, you're going to jail. So he gets hauled in today, and then on the way in, Mr. Wilburn breezes through and says, hey, boys, I'm going to jail, fellas. I'm going to jail, fellas. Can't talk. He comes into the courthouse. All of a sudden, it was a little cooler breeze than what he came in with, and he says, you know, I'm too old to go to jail. He gets called into a sidebar by the judge, out of range for us, but according to my sources who request anonymity because they're under a gag order, he is going to testify. And interestingly enough, both sides need him to testify.
So it's looking like he will have to testify. He may get immunity for doing it, but he'll have to testify. But he hasn't done it yet. What evidence, if any, was presented in court today?
So today, the big moment in court was finally the tape of the secret, the alleged bribe. The tape was over an hour long. Like watching Sunrise, a Scandinavian film about sunrise. It was unbelievably slow. The judge allowed it all to be seen, so we saw 40 minutes of Wilburn's camera as he's sitting waiting to talk to Turner.
Not always very riveting. This was sort of not an action-packed hour.
It was not. Some of the jurors were falling asleep. And then comes the moment the government wanted to fast forward to anyway, and that is where Wilbur is talking to Turner. And then comes a handshake, and, you know, he says, you've been terrific in supporting us. I just want to show my gratitude, take the wife out, go to dinner, have some fun. And it is now like watching that, I don't know if you ever saw that Antonini movie, Blow Up. You don't see, and no one in the courtroom could see the cash changing hands. It's not apparent to anybody. The prosecution wanted it shown in slow motion. The judge at this point says no. And so it is all very, very inscrutable and vague.
So that video, David, is believed to be a key piece of evidence. Is that right? But you're saying that it's not as clear-cut as the FBI might have hoped?
It is the case. One informant, and that is the case. And so they need their informant. The government needs their informant to say, yeah, I gave him cash. They put one photo into the record, which seems like it might be Turner taking money, but they need that government informant to say, yeah, I gave him cash.
So, David, very briefly in the time we have left, if Wilburn does have to testify, even if he gets immunity, were you left with the sense that the case may not be so strong after all because the video is not so clear-cut?
This case is thin. It's light as ashes in some ways. They need him badly. And, of course, the defense says, hey, this is a guy that was paid 30 times more than the money he allegedly gave to Turner. So, yeah, this is a thin case, and his testimony is going to be critical, interesting left, to both sides. Which way he comes down, who knows at this point.
David, thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll be talking more to you about this case next week and later this week. Thanks for coming on the air.
Sure.